Natalia Lund was born in Managua, Nicaragua, and moved to San Jose, California with her parents and three siblings in 1986 to get away from the Sandinista revolution. She married and moved to Buffalo 14 years ago. Lund says that's when she came to realize how racist and segregated Buffalo is.
I'm married to a black man, and like I said, I'm from Nicaragua, and I'm also part Chinese and Spanish, so I'm light-skinned and I look Asian. So when people look at me, they have no idea what to think. I've had people talk to me in Tagalog thinking I'm Vietnamese. And when sometimes they hear me speak Spanish, they're shocked because they don't expect, you know, someone that looks like me to speak Spanish.
Lund says she never got involved with what's going on in our country until she moved here. She's now Associate Director of the Client Service Department at the Benefits Broker Liaison in Buffalo, where she's the only Hispanic on her team.
I think we just don't have the conversations enough. I think we're starting to now, ever since the Floyd situation and everything else that followed. So, you know, I'm hopeful that there's going to be some type of progress. I'm very active in the multicultural committees that are part of the organization, but I think it really is being driven by those brown and black employees.
Lund is also president of the Hispanic Women's League, which provides scholarships and other community services to help empower Hispanic women. Maria Cruz is also with the league and director of treatment and prevention adherence at Evergreen Health. She was born in Puerto Rico and came to Buffalo at age 8 in 1991 with her three siblings and her parents, who didn't speak English. Cruz didn't realize how segregated Buffalo is until she lived here.
I had moved from Buffalo to Cheektowaga, and I remember going to a laundromat, and I was doing my laundry with my daughter, who was maybe 11 months old. And there was two white men there who asked me why I was there. And I said, I'm doing my laundry. And they said, well, I'd rather you do it somewhere else. And I said, excuse me? And they said, we'd rather you leave. And I packed my laundry and my daughter, and I left the laundromat.
Cruz says the racism continued when she moved to Lancaster for the education, but it was more subtle there.
Anywhere that I go in Lancaster, I get the weirdest looks. My kids are very light-skinned. I often get looked at as, why is she with those kids? Why is she here? I don't get the same treatment in a line at a store with, oh, hi, how are you? I don't get asked those questions. I don't get told, have a good day. I don't get told, come again. It's just very dry.
Talia Rodriguez calls herself a fifth-generation West Sider and LGBTQ advocate from a blue-collar family of Puerto Rican and Sicilian descent. The associate director of the West Side Promise neighborhood, Rodriguez does not use the term Hispanic because it recalls the trauma of Spain's colonization and instead identifies as Latinx.
It's so important, Marian, about civic engagement and about good citizenship. My desire to want to be part of the American conversation is value-based, Marian. And one of those values is very inherently freedom, right? This idea that if you don't want to be someplace, you could leave it. Or if you don't want to talk to someone, you can walk away from them. And I think of all the times where Latinas, their movement, their economic mobility, their social mobility, their education is limited and that freedom is taken away.
The millennial says that's what inspired her to earn 4 degrees. And her grandmother, destitute, poor, living in public housing, a domestic violence survivor with a third grade education, marched with Martin Luther King Jr. in Washington, D.C. for a better life.
So I try in her spirit to try to lift up those women who are often forgotten, whether they be homeless or whether they be human trafficked or whether they be sexually abused or whether they be in detention centers, whether they're in solitary confinement, whether they were in foster care, in all those places where the Latina voice is absent systematically, I try to lift up their experience because I feel like it's part of my responsibility. But it's something that isn't always welcome.
Esmeralda Sierra also works full-time trying to lift up the community as the new president of the Hispanic Heritage Council of Western New York. It's currently raising money for a new $10 million state-of-the-art Hispanic Cultural Heritage Institute.
We are looking to have a media center. We're looking to have an auditorium. We're looking to have a museum, a coffee shop. We're going to have classrooms. We have a recording studio where you can produce radio, TV, and it's going to be right in the center of our community, and it's going to be for the community.
Sierra says she grew up on a lot of MTV and came to Buffalo with her parents, sister, and brothers in 2001 because she couldn't get the medical treatment she needed in her homeland of Puerto Rico. Sierra's parents live with her, which makes for some lively dinner conversation. She agrees Buffalo resists talking about the tough issues.
That's the problem. People don't want to listen. That's what sparks the need to go beyond that. And that's why we sadly saw what happened here with the riots and the protests. So we all have to be more open, not just to get our point across, but also to be open our ears, our hearts, our minds, so we can understand and see where they're coming from.
Sierra says America's a whole country of immigrants, and Hispanics aren't here to take anything from others. On the contrary, they're working hard to help build. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.